Gambling in South Africa, it's a huge money spinner. Apparently in 2021, the sector, it's estimated, generated 34 billion rand in South Africa. So the DA has introduced its remote gambling bill of 2024. It's a private members bill tabled by Adeen McPherson. We already have had national legislation that has been promulgated in 2008, the National Gambling Amendment Act, which regulates online gambling, was signed into law by the president, but from what we understand, it's still not been brought into operation. Dean McPherson joins me now on the line. Good morning, Dean. Hope you have been well. Talk to me about what are these significant legal gaps in the sector, particularly when it comes to online gambling.
Thanks, Lester, and good morning to you and good morning to everyone on the show. So, I mean, I think that as you correctly pointed out in your introduction, that this has been spoken about since 2008, but very little has been done about it. In 2015, the now mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill-Lewis, introduced a similar private members bill to regulate what is colloquially called remote gambling or online gaming, as you might know it, to bring a regulatory framework to the industry so that there would be a case for player protection, for revenue collection, and also an ability to invest in the business from a business point of view. That really hasn't taken place over the last 16 years. And so it's been pretty much left up to provinces to muddle their own way through it. And some provinces license it, some don't. In the last financial year, 2 billion rand was collected in taxes, mainly from the Western Cape and Mpumalanga, who have just forged ahead without any national policy certainty on the business. So what we've done is we've said, look, we can't wait for national government any longer to do this. We've put a bill together. And I do think that there is a much greater appetite within the provinces and nationally to accept something like this. You know, with the state of paralysis that the National Gambling Board finds itself in, it's been under administration for 6 or 7 years, which is another discussion in itself. We said, let's put a bill on the table and let's get the conversation going so that, number one, we can have player protection. Players should have the same amount of protection that they do in land-based casinos. And number two, that we can actually start to generate some revenue out of this massive, massive business. And that we can then, thirdly, give a regulatory framework for businesses to invest here in South Africa instead of having their businesses offshore.
What does current legislation say? When does it deal with the difference between online gaming, games of chance, and online sports betting that has seen a significant footprint entrenched just over the last few years?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a bit of a grey area, and it's why sort of the provinces have sort of forged their own way to do so, and they've issued licenses under sports betting. And I think to Mpumalanga's credit, they're a very advanced gaming board provincially. And so that's why you see Lotto Star. I think that they're probably one of the most notable online gaming operators, you know, have really taken the market a long time ago. And the Western Cape is trying to catch up. But the reality is that, you know, every other province should be able to compete equally and should be able to have an offering. But without, you know, a national overarching framework, it's very difficult for them to do so. And our argument is, Lester, is that, you know, gaming is a very is one of the few provincial rights that provinces have is to raise taxes, and they do that through gaming. And we want provinces to be able to issue those licenses with national certainty. We don't believe that the National Gambling Board should be doing so. And that's why if you read our bill, it really allows provinces to compete, to be able to issue those licenses themselves. And, you know, if you look at one of the biggest sectors, growing sectors in the South African economy is the business processing office side. There's call centers, there's maintenance, there's all sorts that goes into that. And we think that provinces can actually start to create a package of investment around online gaming. It does happen. It's going to happen. It's never going to go away. So let's try and make the best of it, is what we say.
A part of your proposed bill is also regulating the hours in which online gambling can be advertised. The online sports betting portals have become a major sponsor of sporting teams, television programs. You're going to put on your television, going to watch the afternoon game on a Saturday, and you are going to see sports betting advertising because that's how sporting teams and channels managing to fund themselves. We're putting a limit or a time frame in which online gambling can be advertised. Isn't that going to limit how sporting teams manage to fund themselves, Dean?
Well, Lester, I mean, this is not an inconsistent policy approach that the DA has taken. If you look at our policy white paper in 2017 on liquor advertising, we recognize that things like liquor advertising, gambling advertising, are potentially harmful to people that may suffer addiction or to people under the age of 18. And we also understand that there are what in Europe they would call watershed hours, which is, focused on sort of family viewing when families and kids are watching. And so we say that there do need to be a limit on advertising towards vulnerable groups. And we don't think that that is particularly inconsistent. And when we proposed that in 2017, particularly around liquor advertising, I think that even advertising agencies and the businesses themselves recognize that they can't just be an absolute, right to that.
Yeah, there was the decision made last year where Premier League clubs in the English Premier League agreed to a ban on sponsorship for gambling companies for that front of shirt advertising. It's what we see when we watch this football team. Nothing much on sleeve advertisements or small little logos on banners. It's about the prominence in which gambling companies are given prime time in the middle of a sports watching day on a Saturday when the whole family, especially impressionable young minds, are watching.
Well, Lester, I mean, this has been a bill that's been going backwards and forwards for a couple of years. I'm not saying that we have the answer to everything when it comes to particularly things like that are very nuanced, like advertising. But I think we've got to start the conversation somewhere. And this is a bill that will go to public hearings. And if people have particularly strong views, whether it being advertising agencies themselves, communities, or companies itself, come and have your say. I must say, Lester, since I have introduced the bill, I've had a lot of positive feedback from businesses, from agencies, from lawyers that are involved in this industry, and they're just grateful that we've got a platform now to take the conversation. It is unfortunate that it's come right at the end of the sixth parliamentary term. But what we are sure of is that when we do come back in the seventh parliament, it's going to be one of the first bills put before the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, and we're going to actually be able to take this conversation forward, and hopefully have some sort of definitive answer towards the end of the year or beginning of next year.
I have to ask you the question for the record. One of the Democratic Alliance's biggest individual funders is Martin Marshall. Marshall, he makes his money off online gambling. Is there any influence or inference or any pressure on the Democratic Alliance to table this particular bill, seeing that one of their major donors is involved in the business of gambling?
Lester, I've never met Martin. I don't know where he lives. I don't know what he looks like. I know what you look like, so you would be more recognizable to me than Martin would. This is a bill that, as I said, we have a long track record on. We've been trying to pioneer this since 2014 under the former under my former colleague and now Mayor of Cape Town. And it's a bill that we feel is important because, as I said, we have to offer player protection, but there's also an opportunity to grow the business within within provinces and to generate much needed revenue. The Western Cape, is suffering enormous budget cuts at the moment, which is impacting frontline ministries like healthcare and education. And if we can raise additional funding to plug that shortfall that national government can't give us, I think that we must also take that opportunity, and that might be available through this bill.
That's a great opportunity to start this conversation. Dean McPherson, really appreciate your time.